ओम शांति। 1st of November 2018, सतगुरुवार। टुडेज ब्लेसिंग इज मे यू बिकम फॉर्चुनेट बाय ट्रांसफॉर्मिंग एनी सफरिंग ऑफ कर्मा इनटू कर्म योगा एंड बिकम एन इंस्ट्रूमेंट फॉर सर्विस। Do not experience your karmic accounts as an obstacle to your attainment on your faith of path, on your path of effort. Do not let your body prevent you from doing service. Fortunate souls become instruments for one or another type of service, even at a time of suffering of their karma. Whether the suffering of karma is very little or huge, do not expand its story. To speak about it means to waste your time and energy. A yogi life means to transform any suffering of karma into karma yoga. This is the sign of being fortunate. So blessing is, may you become fortunate by transforming any suffering of karma, karma bhog, into karma yoga. And become instrument for service. Baba is telling us how to cope with karma bhoga, sufferings of karma. And there are four things mentioned over here. The first is your karma bhoga or karmic suffering. Your karmic suffering should not become an obstacle. So this should not become an obstacle. Obstacle to your attainments on your path of effort. That is the first thing. Second, your karmic suffering should not prevent you from doing service. So karmic suffering, it should not affect seva. It should not become an obstacle. It should not prevent seva. And third, this karmic suffering, don't expand its story. Don't create a story out of it and expand it. And fourth, convert karmic suffering to karma yoga. So these are the four things. And as a result of our rebirths, we have a lot of karmic accounts to settle. And these karmic accounts would get settled in different ways. Some souls may settle their karmic account by having suffering through relationships. Some souls would settle their accounts by having financial difficulties. Some soul may settle their accounts by facing tough circumstances, some by means of natural calamities, some by mental disturbances, emotional disturbances, and some souls may not have any one of these things, and they would settle their accounts by their physical illness. Sometimes you will find that somebody is not behaving properly and he has a lot of sins accumulated even as a Brahmin, and yet he is healthy and yet he is not suffering, while there are other souls who are constantly suffering from physical illness. There is hardly few days in a year where they are healthy. Whether they are having some or other issues, some or other health problems all the time. Physical weakness or some acute infection or some chronic infection or some incurable disease. So, in all individuals, the karmic account will not get settled in similar way. Each one has a unique way of settling the accounts. Somebody may not suffer whole life, but just before death, maybe 6 months, person may suffer. While there are other individuals who suffer right from their childhood. They are born with some congenital malformations. Right now in the hospital, we have admitted one lady, 25 year old, who is the wife of a driver of a Pandabhavan. Her hemoglobin was just 5. And later on it was revealed that she is pregnant, which they didn't tell before. And her ultrasound was done yesterday. And it was found that the baby which is inside is suffering from Dandy-Walker syndrome. Dandy-Walker syndrome is a very rare congenital syndrome where baby is totally deformed. Brain is deformed. The person is having lot of abnormalities, malformations, cleft lip, cleft palate, everything. And the baby may not survive if born. Or if born, sometimes the diagnosis happens after 1 year or so. But the person keeps on suffering whole life. Number of surgeries and operations right from birth. So these are the situations where a person is born with some incurable disease. I was thinking, what sort of karmic account is this? Where a child who is yet unborn is suffering in the womb of mother. And if born, how would be the journey? What sort of accounts are these? So, everyone has got its own way, his own way of settling the accounts. It cannot be the same for everyone. Everyone will have a unique method of settling the accounts. So, these are the 4 things Baba has told. Karmic suffering may come. But, first thing, they should not become an obstacle. You should not experience them as an obstacle in your purushartha, in your effort, in your path of effort. They would come. We cannot stop them. And if they are coming at an increasing speed, we must know that they are coming so that we can get rid of them. So let them come, rather than resisting, rather than complaining, rather than becoming irritable, rather than going into depression. One must learn how to cope with these karmic accounts, with this karmic sufferings, with this karma bhog. And they are going to come. And we have to prepare our mind for them. So, let them not become an obstacle, a hindrance in our progress. The purushartha should go on. The effort should go on. Whether it is doing meditation, Amrit Vela, whether it is churning of knowledge, whether it is imbibition of dharanas, whether it is some amount of seva, that should go on. So the karmic account should not become an obstacle. Second thing is, the karmic account should not prevent us from doing seva, service. Seva is not just one type, there are many types of sevas, services. Whether it is serving through the mind, or whether it is serving through kind words, or whether it is serving through our spiritual stability. This is also a service. The person is in excruciating pain, but is bearing it calmly, quietly, without uttering a single word. That itself is an ideal example for others to follow. In the face of that excruciating pain, one remains unshakable, immovable. So that is also a service. So service is not just about relating knowledge. It's about reaching that stage of spiritual maturity. So it should not prevent us from service. Service should go on. Service through eyes, vision, drishti. Service through vritti, by having good wishes for everyone. Service through kindness. And the third thing is, which is most important, everyone has a story to tell. Just as we have spiritual history, one has a medical history as well, and the ups and downs of medical histories, and how things did not go well, and how there was delay in diagnosis, or if diagnosed, delay in treatment, or if treatment was okay, there were side effects. And even if there were no side effects, treatment was prolonged. And even if treatment was not prolonged, the result was not that good. And the suffering continues. So everyone has a spiritual or medical story to tell. Baba is telling, don't expand the story. For example, a brother meets with an accident and he gets operated and he is here. So whosoever comes, they ask the same question, how all this happened, and he has to start his story, entire story. I was going, then another vehicle came and I met with an accident, and then this happened. And this story is repeated so many times, because new person comes and he asks the same question, how this accident happened. And he has to keep on repeating this story again and again, again and again, again and again. And if there is some negligence on the part of hospital or caretakers, even those things are included in that story. So, and he keeps on repeating. It becomes automatic tape which is there in the brain, and that goes into the subconscious mind, and it is very difficult for the person to come out of it. So Baba is telling, don't expand the story. Even if asked what happened, just tell in nutshell. Don't keep on expanding the illness story, how things got delayed and how things were diagnosed and what treatment is going on and how much pain we have and how nobody is caring or how little everybody is caring or why only me, why I only suffer, why others enjoy so much, why this happened to me, what wrong I did, rather than going into this waste. Keep taciturn, calm, maintain that silence. There is one saying in English, maturity means understanding that everything of this world do not require my comment. Maturity is reaching that level when you understand that not everything that is happening in life or happening around me requires my comment. So I have to remain calm, not commenting on every person, every situation, everything. So that is the third thing about karmic suffering, karma bhog. Don't narrate. And the fourth thing, convert karmic suffering or karma bhog into karma yoga. Convert this karmic suffering into karmic karma yoga. How to do that? When Baba is saying karmic suffering, rather than whatever we described, different types of karmic suffering, focus on illness, physical illness, disease of the body. One is diagnosed with some incurable disease or a chronic disease which would go on throughout his life. And there are going to be a lot of ups and downs. For example, immediately, suddenly somebody is diagnosed with diabetes, his sugars are 400, all tests are done, all treatments started, but then he has to continue this treatment throughout the life. So this is a sudden karmic suffering that has come. How does he convert that into karma yoga? Or cancer, or some chronic disease, some arthritis, or some of the disease which was yet unknown and suddenly we are diagnosed. So this karmic suffering, Baba is saying, convert that into karma yoga. How? That we will see. Let me revise again. Karmic suffering, karma bhog, should not become an obstacle, vigna. First, in your purushartha, in your effort. Second, karma bhog should not prevent you from doing service. You should devise ways and means of doing service even whilst admitted with some fracture. When you cannot move, when you have to remain bedridden for another 1.5 months. So one has to devise a means to do seva. And third, don't keep on expanding. Don't keep on narrating your story, your medical story to each and every one. Because this is such a new thing, because person was never having fracture. It is for the first time one is met with a fracture. And everybody who comes asks you the same questions, how did this happen? And you start narrating the entire story. So there is a subconscious mind, subconscious repetition creating a sanskar that I am ill, I am sick, I am having this, I am met with such a thing, such a misfortune has come unto me. So in spite of the fact that one is yogi and very strong to start with, gradually his moral stamina, spiritual strength, spiritual stability gradually dwindles down. So there is a lot of waxing and waning of mood, just as the sun, the moon waxes and wanes. Waxing, waning, waxing, waning. In the similar manner, mood waxes, wanes, going up, coming down. The last thing is converting karma bhog into karma yoga. How to do that now? Karma bhog will come. Some incurable disease, some illness, natural calamities or some disease which you cannot tolerate. It is unbearable pain, suffering. or recurrent illnesses, or different illnesses coming at different times. Like a patient comes in the hospital and gets admitted with for some surgery. Surgery is done, but during the surgery he develops some complication. As a result of that complication, he is shifted to ICU. Now he is okay, and in the ICU he develops pneumonia, and the pneumonia is treated and he is shifted to the ward, and he is doing well there, but he falls down in bathroom and develops a fracture. Then he is again taken in the OT. He is operated. He is shifted back to ward. And then he is discharged. And when he reaches home, he has a sudden chest pain and he develops a heart attack. And he is readmitted. And he comes back in the ICU. And again, this time, then the angiography. And then he undergoes a bypass surgery. And there also he develops some complication. And then there is a redo surgery. And then he is discharged. So, he had come for one thing. But one after another, there is a chain of complication that happened. And when everything is alright, he goes home. And he is absolutely okay, and one night he dies in sleep. This is how things go on, and this is how we have seen many patients. They come for one thing and they end up with something, other thing. So these things happen. So there is a series of, you know, karma bhog, and one has to settle all of that. Without settling, one cannot. I remember one patient had come. When we were in BOCS hospital, he had come for eye surgery, cataract. He had no issues, no problem. He was absolutely alright. His routine ECG was taken and the duty doctor in the casualty found it is some problem. So he sent that ECG to 7th floor where we were working as a residents in ICCU. And we saw that ECG, oh, who is that patient? Bring him up. And the patient says, I am alright, don't take me anywhere. And we said, no, bring him up to the 7th floor. We will manage him. So patient was brought to the 7th floor and we found there is a heart issues, and we started him aggressively with all the treatment for heart problem, and then his angiography was done, and his talk with the relatives, and his bypass was done, and then there was a complication in his bypass, and he was taken for redo bypass, and 8 days he was in ICU, and then we told him, now you are alright. You can go. He said, what about my eyes? I came for that. I had no problem with my heart. You created all that. What about my eyes? We said, that is not important. Forget it. He said, I came for that only. I was alright before only. We told him, you are alright, no problem now. These are strange karmic accounts. So, how to deal with karmic accounts? Yes. There are many things one has to do during karmic accounts. We have this word, no? BK, we are BK. So BK in karmic accounts. B. A kid, a kindergarten child, KG child during illnesses. Be a child. Become a child. Have that childlike simplicity, childlike attitude. Whenever this karmic accounts come, become a small child. Don't become a highly matured person who will think and who will become a small child of Baba. And this is a toy which has come unto me. This illness is a toy. I have to play with it. Baba has given a toy. Let me play. Whether it is a cancer or fracture or diarrhea, a lot of patients are coming from cancer or anything for that matter. So be a small child during, have childlike simplicity and innocence. Then remember that kingdom. During B, remember that kingdom. In that kingdom, how would be the bodies? How we would be? Now the body is suffering. Now the body is tamopradhan. Now the body is impure. Now the body is corrupt. But there would be incorrupt bodies there. Pure bodies there. So remember that kingdom during illnesses. Third, be kind. Be kind. Because during illnesses, one becomes irritable. Shouts at person. Relatives, shouts at doctors, shouts at staff, shouts at everyone, because he is so uncomfortable, disgruntled within. The inner atmosphere is so disturbed that it is revealed in the outside manner. So be kind during illness. Fourth, kinship. Kinship. Kinship means have that feeling of affinity. Familial feeling for everybody. Everybody is my family. These are all the positive things that we are thinking within us. That I am not the only person who is suffering. But there are so many people who are suffering in the world. And their suffering is even greater than that of my suffering. Then be knowledgeful. Now here is the question of knowledgeful means accept the disease. Understand the disease. Read about the disease. Discuss about the disease. And try to understand, this is what it is. I should not remain in the dark. Some understanding about the disease is necessary for me to accept within. So be knowledgeful in the face of such diseases. Then, what is known as kindled spirit. Kindled spirit means, kindle means to ignite. Kindle means to fire. Spirit should get kindled or inspired. Rather than going into depression, despondency, we need to kindle our own spirit, fire our own spirit with enthusiasm, with courage to fight this disease which has come unto us. So during illnesses, become kind, become knowledgeful, become have that kinship attitude, remember kingdom, become a child, become kind. Kindness to oneself, kindness to others. And kindle the spirit of joy, of enthusiasm, of courage, rather than going into depression. These are some of the things. This is a huge topic. How to deal with incurable diseases. One. Second, how to go about it. How to accept it. And what service one should do when one is sick. When one is admitted in the hospital. What services one can do? Yes. One is diagnosed with fracture, met with accident, fractured and now in the hospital. What service one can do? Mental service, reading, if you can, increasing reading, listening to classes, and smiling face, and giving, encouraging other patients who are beside you, then what else? Love and compassion, mansa service, churning of knowledge, churning of about your own illness, churning of your about your own illness, how this happened, how the subtle machinery of karma is working, why this happened, how that happened, and probably I was running too fast so that the nature, the Prakriti has made me to stop for some time. The destiny wants me to wait, to stop, to think, to churn, to meditate, to reflect, to contemplate, to rethink, to regenerate, to re-understand, to re-engineer, to reform myself, my own scattered being. So all these things. So many things one can do when one is sick in the hospital. Or one is undergoing lot of procedures, lot of investigations, lot of treatments. You know, right now we have two or three sisters from Gyan Sarovar who are coming for chemotherapy. These two sisters, they are alone. There is no sevadhari with them, no server. They are alone. They come, they order the chemotherapy drugs and they come next day, do the investigations, and they get admitted in the ward, and the 5-6 hours chemotherapy go on, then they come in the OPD, and then they go back to cancer, then they come the next day, and there is none with them. They are alone. And very young, below 30 years. Two sisters. They are diagnosed with cancer, operated, now chemotherapy is going on. But, and lot of nausea and vomiting, very heavy doses of chemo drugs are going on. But they are very stable, very calm. And who will stay with them for such a long time? So they are alone. But definitely they have that indomitable courage and spirit. So kindled, inspire your own self, self-inspiration. So these are the ways to some of the things about Karma Bhoga. Om Shanti. When they become the best kid. So, one should become a small kid. Just, kid is there, he enjoys things. Okay, so illness has come. Let me become child of Baba. Baba says, balance of being a master and a child. So, when I say knowledgeable, one should become master. And one more, I said about be king. There is one more. Sixth is this and seventh is king. Be a master of your own body. I am the master of this body. So this illness has no power over me. I am greater than pain. I am greater than sickness. I am greater than fracture. I am greater than this cancer. And this will come. Let them come. It's good that they are coming and accounts are getting settled. At a younger the age and accounts getting settled, it is better. Rather than in the old age. It's good that they have come at a young age. All fractures or everything for that matter. A serious illnesses. All the things. So there is definitely a lot of suffering. Just now, about 15 minutes back. Half an hour back, one boy died. In ICU, who was heavy alcoholic, 25 year old, admitted multiple times, drinking from last maybe 15 or 20 years, he's just 25 year old, and drinking from 15 years, more than that, very heavy drinker, all liver gone, admitted from many days, about 5-6 days, and every day some new complication, he died just now, and his mother, so much crying every day. I have only one child. Save him, please, and all that thing. I was just wondering what sort of karmic account is this. Now this boy, who is addicted to alcohol, this soul leaves the body and goes in another body. What sanskar that body is taking? So how the things will go on? This is very difficult to understand, such karmic accounts. So every soul has a different karmic accounts. And one should understand it. Om Shanti.